My name is Ben Bailey. We're so glad that you've joined us for our broadcast today.
Are you sure you have a right relationship with the Father? For Christians to have a personal relationship with God, we've got to be convinced that we are, number one, in a right relationship with God, and that we are close to Him in that relationship. And so the question arises, how then can I know? How can I know I have a right relationship with Almighty God? Or can I even know? The Bible says that we can. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, John said, "These things are written that we may know." Listen now, "that we may know we have eternal life and that we may continue to believe in His name." The Bible says I can know if I've got eternal life, thus equating eternal life and a relationship with God. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 32, "You should know the truth, and the truth will make you free." It's evident you can know the truth. God's Word is the truth, and thus you can know if you're in a right relationship with God. As we read in the Bible in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17, we're told not to be ignorant, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And so it's evident from the New Testament that we can know if we're in a right relationship. Now, there are some people who have died in wrong relationships that we see in the Bible. As we think about people who at one time were in a right relationship but then died in a wrong relationship, the top of the list would be Judas. Judas went out and hanged himself instead of repenting and coming back to the Lord. And thus he died in a wrong relationship. As you think about people who died in a wrong relationship, I would think about Ananias and Sapphira. Here they are and they lie to God, and on the heels of lying to God, they die before making it right. I think of people who have been in wrong relationships but then later made them right. Like Peter. Peter denied the Lord three times. Peter played the hypocrite in Galatians chapter 2. But Peter came back and made it right. And so, yes, there are some who have died in wrong relationships, but there are some also who've made those right before it's too late. Let's ask the question then, what must we do to know we're in a right relationship with God? Number one, to know for the Christian that you're in a right relationship with God, you have to have dealt with sin in the right way. I'm talking about for the Christian now. Open your Bible with me to Luke chapter 15. Here's an example of a man who was a child of God, left the Father, and came back and dealt with sin in the right way. Luke chapter 15 gives us a beautiful example of how to deal with sin, and it really oftentimes pictures our own life as we sometimes choose not to follow God. Look in Luke chapter 15. I want you to look at the story of the wayward son. Luke chapter 15. Notice beginning in verse 11. "Then he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portions of goods that falls to me.' So he divided them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed the swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything." Notice now, verse 17. "But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great ways off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to the father, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet.'" The story goes on to tell us he kills the fatted calf and they're restored to a right relationship. But here is a picture of how a young man was living a life of sin. He took all that he had, journeyed to the far country and lived it up and wasted his life, that livelihood, on prodigal living. But then, the text tells us in verse 17, he then came to himself and he said, "I've sinned. I need to go back to the Father and make it right." Dear friends, this is how you can know that you've got a right relationship with God when you deal with sin in a proper way. All of us sin. Romans 3:23 teaches us that. After becoming Christian, I still sin. But how do I make it right with God? I've got to be like the prodigal son. When I realize areas of my life that are not right, I've got to say to myself, I'm not right with God. And I have got to say I've sinned, go back to the Father, and realize that I'm just a servant. Be faithful to Him. And so we must acknowledge our sin and be willing to deal with that sin in the right way. Look at another example with me in Acts chapter 8. I want you to look in Acts chapter 8, a classic example of a Christian who dealt with sin in the proper way. Here's a man who had just entered into a relationship with God, Simon, and then that relationship is broken by his desire to buy the Holy Spirit with money, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so he was in a relationship. That relationship was severed. What did he do to make it right with God? Look in your Bible in Acts chapter 8, verse 20. Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God." It's evident he did not have a relationship with God at that point. Now notice verse 22. "Repent therefore of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity." Notice what Simon said. "Then Simon answered and said, 'Pray to the Lord for me, that none of the things which you have spoken may come upon me.'" Again, a classic example. Here's a man who had a relationship. That relationship was broken by sin. How did he then make it right? He dealt with the sin in a proper way. When he acknowledged it, when he realized it, he then prayed, he repented, and he prayed to God and asked for forgiveness. Now, dear friend, as we think about today, our own relationship with God, you've got to ask yourself this morning, I can't answer it for you and no one else can, is there sin in your life that's keeping you from being in a right relationship with God? Are you trying to hide it foolishly? The Bible says in Proverbs 15:3, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil." Hebrews 4:15, Hebrews 4:14, "All things are open and naked before the eyes of whom we must give an account." You're not going to hide it from God. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14, that there's nothing hidden from His sight. Even our secret things we think we've got hidden, God knows those. And so, have you dealt with sin? Is there sin in your life that you've not dealt with? Hear me well. You'll never have a close relationship with God until you deal with that sin. Deal with it by acknowledging that sin. Saul said it. He said, "I've sinned, I've erred exceedingly, I've played the fool." David said it after his sin with Bathsheba. He said, "I have sinned." And we've got to say, yes, I'm involved in sin. My life has not been as it should. It's never easy. It takes a big person to say that. But it's the only way to be right with God is to acknowledge your sin, repent of that sin. Jesus said, "Unless you repent, you'll all likewise perish." And by repentance, we've got to stop doing the sin, change our thinking, and change the way we live our life. Maybe that sin is something as simple as using language that you ought not to use. Maybe that sin is that you're not the husband you ought to be in the home. Maybe that sin is you've got some ethical issues that maybe you've not yet sorted out in your life and dealt with in a God-approved way. You need to make those right by repenting, going to the Bible for the answer, and then pray. 1 John 1, verse 7, "For the child of God, the Bible says, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we make Him a liar, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us all iniquities." I've got to confess and repent of that sin and pray to God for forgiveness. And so this morning, recognize that we have to deal with sin in a biblical way. How else can we know we're in a right relationship with God? I want to suggest you can know if you're faithful to the Lord or not. You can know you're in a right relationship with God if you're being faithful to God as the Bible outlines. Not as humanity outlines, not as some religious leaders today outline, but as the Bible outlines faithfulness. What does the Bible have to say about faithfulness to God? I want you to think about passages like Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. "Be faithful unto death, and I'll give you the crown of life." Faithfulness means that once I begin becoming a Christian, once I obey the gospel, I make a dedication to Almighty God that the rest of my life I'm going to live faithful to the Lord. Jesus defined this greater than anyone else. Open your Bible with me to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. I want you to see how Jesus defined faithfulness. Matthew chapter 6. I know this is a text that you're probably familiar with, but the emphasis from reading that we can get, I think, is very important. Matthew chapter 6. Notice verse 33. Notice what Jesus said. On the heels of how that God will supply all things for us, Jesus then tells us, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Here's Jesus' implication of what it means to really be faithful. You have got to put God first and foremost in your life. You'll never have a right relationship with God until you make up your mind. Nothing is going to get in the way of God coming first. Now, as I read my Bible, I see several people who things got in the way. Do you remember Mark chapter 10, the rich young ruler? Here's a man who came to the Savior and he said, "Lord, what can I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said, "Well, keep the commandments." He said, "I've done that from a childhood." And Jesus said, "Well, sell all that you have, give to the poor, and come follow me." And you remember the sad statement? Rich young ruler went away sorrowful because he had many of these worldly goods. What's it going to take for you to seek the Lord first? You have got to put the world and all the things that sometimes get in the way, whether it be money, whether it be lust, whether it be some addiction you have got to put the Lord first. Everything you do must revolve around the question, what would Jesus want me to do? How would Jesus approach this situation? Is this putting the Lord first when I do this? Ask yourself. Before you do the next thing in life, you ask yourself. If it's something you're wondering about, just ask a simple question. If I do this, would I be putting the Lord first?